I didn't tell my husband until after the match because I just, you know, I would be a fairly strong person and I was in the Garda station, so I didn't really feel there was any need. And he rang me before the match and he said, "Is everything okay?" And I said, yeah, you know, we're just here having something to eat, which we were having something to eat in the Garda station. And, you know, I told him after the match, I didn't really think there was any point in, I suppose, upsetting things before the match. And the result was the result we wanted. So
he's in jail for serving for a firearms offence.
I didn't realise that until I read that in the paper. See, I did have to identify him face to face in a room in Dublin.
What was that like?
September. I suppose a little bit daunting at first to think that you have to go into a room and face the person that did this. Yeah, and I just assumed it would be like the TV, you know, where you go on and they're behind a screen, but it's not. You're actually in the same room and you have to go face to face and pick them out. And that, you know, it was hard at the time, but, you know, I did feel a little bit sorry for him. He looked very, very frightened. And then I just thought it was ironic that I was the one that was frightened on the 5th of August and I'm standing in front of him on the 5th of September and he's the one that was frightened. But I don't have any bad feeling towards the man. You know, what happened, happened, and you can make as much out of it or as little out of it as you like. And we decided as a family that we would make not too much out of it. You know, it's one of these things. Crime happens and it just happened to be our turn that day.